Well, I know, Christine, as always, you have a very special guest, someone new to introduce to our listening family out there. So we're going to turn it on over to you.
Well, thank you so much, Esteban. And thanks, everybody, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And I am very excited about my guest today. We've been talking, you know, over the past few months about this new division that the city has created called the Conservation and Sustainability Division. We have an official name now, official announcement. It's, you know, it's definitely, you know, been finalized. And we've been bringing the team together slowly. We, you know, brought on Peter Olson, and we've done a show together talking about our work, the water conservation team, Keep Santa Fe Beautiful with Michelle Romero Babcock. I mean, it's been a really great summer and trying to bring the work together. But we have all been anticipating our new hire. This is our sustainability supervisor. There was lots of very, very talented, you know, people interested in this position, and I feel like we definitely really were lucky with this hire. So in the studio today, we have our new sustainability supervisor. Her name is Erica Renault. I got it kind of right, Renault. And so welcome, Erica. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for having me. And I'm really excited about this new role.
So, Erica, like I said, we've been talking about you for weeks before you came on. We've been just anticipating you coming into the office. I feel like you have an amazing background and so much to share in this role. And so I think it would be really great for you to share with our listeners. So sort of your background, it's really interesting, sort of the work that you were engaged in and, you know, what led you to this opportunity.
Well, I've been living in Chimayo for the last over 20 years now, focusing on sustainable agriculture and local and global food systems and food security. But I was always working internationally. I was being called to work in different countries and different parts of the world to manifest some of these projects. Yeah, and I always felt like I wanted to work closer to home and have a bigger impact on my community. And so when I saw this opportunity posted, I got really excited about the opportunity to explore sustainable food systems and energy and other aspects of the sustainability agenda in Santa Fe. And I really was excited to, you know, bring my skills and my passion for local and community development to this job.
Well, in your interview, I know you had really emphasized, you know, wanting to make contributions to your home, to your state, to, you know, the place where you live. And I think that's the best part about this work, because for all of us on the team, we had a really great roundtable the other day where we were all just went around and talked about how we ended up in this position doing this type of work. And it was clear that everybody shared that same sentiment. You know, I think we're all feel very fortunate to be doing this type of work in the place where we live, in the community where we, you know, have lived and our kids have grown up. And, you know, it's the type of work that you feel really good about and that the community really supports. And so before you even got here, I think you've already been really well supported in your role. You know, the mayor's very, very excited and, you know, wants to meet you in person. All of our team is excited to really start working with you. And this week you've just been in training and you've been onboarding, but, you know, soon we're going to really dive into some of the work. In the governing body meeting last week, we were talking about a big grant that the sustainability section had received almost 2 years ago. It's called the SEED Grant, and it's about $1.25 million. And the purpose of that grant is to work on energy efficiency retrofits for low-income households. And so we're just diving into that together and learning the different parts. But I think it'll be a great opportunity for the community to get involved in that, because there'll be an application process where, you know, households can apply to be a part of that program. And, you know, we were in a meeting earlier this week with Santa Fe County and the city of Las Cruces and city of Albuquerque. And so you know, it's a lot, but, you know, with some of the things that you've sort of been introduced to this week, you know, what pieces are you, you know, excited about? What parts of the job are you excited about learning more about?
Well, again, as you know, as you know, this is all very new, and perhaps my answer in our next radio program will be very different. But I really love the fact that there's a correlation in this work exploring sustainability and how it directly correlates to social equity and community upliftment. And in the case of the seed grant in particular, what is really interesting is that you're looking at ways to contribute to sustainable energy use and retrofitting as it correlates to, you know, underserved or populations in the community. I also really appreciated the fact that we have the opportunity to learn from one another across the state, that this week in my first meeting on this project for 1 hour, we heard from other sustainability groups in, you know, Las Cruces and Taos and Bernalillo, et cetera, and how they're manifesting this grant. So there's a great opportunity for, you know, cross-learning, and then also an opportunity to work with organizations, you know, such as HomeWise and Habitat for Humanity and different solar organizations and entities within the state, how we can develop public-private partnerships and to work on community development and energy efficiency.
And I think that's a really key point of this work is, you know, there's always, I think, the willingness in water conservation in all three of these areas to really share. And so instead of somebody reinventing the wheel all by themselves with their own resources, I feel like there's always that opportunity to learn from others who have, you know, they're a little bit further ahead in the process or, you know, in this case, we're sort of learning from everybody, you know, just having filled this position and taken on this grant. But it is a very collaborative space to work. And I think this program now with, you know, these three sections combined, you know, the water conservation, sustainability, and keep Santa Fe beautiful section. I think that's just going to be really exciting to explore the opportunities when we look at our shared goals and how we each contribute to them, you know, out of these three different sections. And so I feel like you also have a really strong skill set from what I learned about just sort of thinking about, you know, the bigger picture and helping organize, you know, strategies around how we develop that together. And so do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, I think one thing that I was really impressed with when we were hiring you and we were talking to your references is that your references were actually people who you had supervised. And I never see that. Normally it's a coworker, it's somebody, you know, maybe who supervised you. But I was so impressed with all of your references because you had supervised them and they were really excited about the fact that you were such a great team leader, that you recognized, you know, the different skill sets at the table and you were able to figure out how to utilize them in a way that best, you know, benefited the project. And so it's kind of hard to, I'm putting totally on the spot, yeah. But, you know, how are you, being that you've seen the team and you've met everybody, what do you think are some of our, you know, opportunities just initially in working together in this new division?
Well, I think the most important opportunity we have is developing an impactful strategy. These are three really interesting pillars, and they're, you know, you have been leading one of those pillars for many years, so it's obviously the most evolved pillar. But the other two pillars are really, like, there's an opportunity to develop them significantly, especially with new leadership for both the sustainability and keep Santa Fe beautiful, like what they can potentially do, how they function across other governmental programs, how they function and how we evaluate what the community wants and needs, and how we're going to measure the success of those programs. So I think the biggest opportunity right now is the longer-term strategy, what it will look like, what kind of resources we need, what kind of people, and what how we can incorporate and thread those strategies into the community for impact. So this is what I really love to do. I love visioning process. I love looking at impact from different angles, how it helps people, how it helps the environment, how it's adopted by the community, and manifested in their homes and in their lifestyles and across their, you know, whether it's their schools or churches and so forth. That part is really exciting. And then I think because there's so many open positions in our department, I think this is really going to be interesting to find the people who have the enthusiasm for sustainability and community development and how they envision impacting the community in that way.
Well, I'm very, very excited about that opportunity as well. And this division, we do have some spots, as Erica mentioned, you know, that we are trying to fill. And I did receive notification that we're hoping to post some of those positions next week. So there's a role in the sustainability section, and then there's some spaces in the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program, along with the leadership of that section. We're going to be looking for Keep Santa Fe Beautiful board members. And so if you're interested in any of that type of work, you know, just reach out to us directly and we'll have that conversation and, you know, let you know when those positions have posted. But for our listeners today, we are talking to Erica Renaud, and she is our new sustainability supervisor, and we're just very excited about her leadership in this section. But we're going to take a short break and we'll come back in just a few moments.
And we're back with Christine Chavez and very special guest,
Erica Renaud. I finally am saying your name right. I knew I was saying it wrong, but yep, I've got it now.
Yeah, often people around here call me Renaud because of the AU, but it's no, Renaud.
Renaud.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that everybody gets familiar with that name. We were talking earlier because I think it would be great for Erica to host, you know, this show, you know, on a regular basis and touch on sustainability topics and things that we're working on. And, you know, as things develop with this seed grant, definitely make announcements on how people can participate in that program. And so, it's a quick introduction to everything that we do, but I'm really excited, Erica, to work with you, and I'm very happy that you're going to be leading this work. And I feel like you're already just a really easy part of the team, and it's just coming together in such a special way. So as we make these new hires, one of them will be in your section working for you. And again, once we start opening these positions up, we'll definitely get them out on the radio and get the word out on this station. But, you know, I know that preparing for, you know, just this job and thinking about the opportunity, you did spend a lot of time looking at the sustainability plan. And this is the city's 25-year sustainability plan. It was adopted in 2018. And actually, a member of this family, Javier Gonzalez, was the mayor at that time, and he really did have a big part in that plan. And if you open up that book, he's right on the front page, you
wow,
know, and,
you.
You know, there's a letter from him there really talking about the commitments that, you know, the city had made towards this plan and the goals in it. The governing body has passed several resolutions, 5-6 resolutions supporting the work of this plan. And then unfortunately we've just had a gap. We had some turnover and this section's been vacant for about 2 years. And so looking at the plan now, you know, we've talked about, you know, how we would want to try to provide an update on it. You know, what have we done in this time? What goals have we made progress towards? And what can we do now relative to this new division and looking at those goals a little bit differently? And so can you just sort of share some of your your insights or your thoughts about the plan and, you know, how you think we can, you know, build off of the work that was done back then.
Well, thanks, Christine, for the question. I think the plan is really impressive. There's so much complexity to it and so much analysis and community input that went into developing it. As you mentioned, it was approved in 2018, so we are, you know, now 7 years away from that time, and we have the opportunity to revisit it now. I think a major issue, obviously, that we have in the city is water conservation, and we're trying to look at how to manage sustainable growth in the city while continuing to manage our water resources. We also have a changing environment where a lot of people are moving to electric cars as they explore sustainability and also considering the prices of other different aspects in our lives. So it is part of the city's responsibility to contribute to an expanding infrastructure to support those sustainability initiatives that people are taking. I think it is a major issue that we evaluate the plan and how we can be most impactful for the city. Where are the areas where there are programs that are existing that we can expand and explore more profoundly? And then where are there opportunities that we can have the greatest amount of impact on overall sustainability. So there's obviously an energy component, there's the water component, there's our food systems, et cetera. And I think each of the pillars we need to revisit to look at how we can have the greatest impact and how we're going to measure that impact and implement programs across the city that can enhance our quality of life while also sustaining our resources.
Yeah, I think all of that is very true. And I think it's going to be exciting to take a look back and really understand where we are now. And I think one really great part about that work is that the public will be involved in that. I think in water conservation, we've always called ourselves a public-driven program because we really do value a lot of the public input that we receive, and we get it on a regular basis when we're developing our goals. And so with this new division, I think now the public has a lot to weigh in on relative to our programming, the different resources that we develop, and you know, just this chance to look at all of our goals from a more collaborative, I guess, perspective. And so lots of exciting work, you know, coming. And, you know, if anybody is interested in learning more about this, you know, new division and how all of this work is coming together, you know, what we've done is we have combined all of our resources now on the Save Water Santa Fe website. And so there were several different websites that we were maintaining. There were several different social media platforms. And so now if you want to learn anything about Keep Santa Fe Beautiful, you just go to Save Water Santa Fe and, you know, you'll be able to sign up for any of our cleanups or, you know, figure out if anything's happening relative to that section. You know, ways to volunteer. As the sustainability program continues to develop, we'll put resources on that website as well. And then again, if you still want to apply for a rebate or think about, you know, irrigation efficiency or, you know, what to plant or what to do in the winter relative to your landscapes, you can still go to Save Water Santa Fe and find all of that information there. So it's just going to be a one-stop shop, I guess, for all of that information, as well as social media. You'll start to see that we're delivering many different types of messages now, and you know, not just focused on water. So please follow us. You know, visit our website, follow us on social media, and you know, just stay in the loop as far as, you know, any updates that we have, any positions that we have opening up. But yeah, things are really, really starting to come together. The new division was highlighted in the Santa Fe New Mexican yesterday in a really nice story by Karina Julig. And she did a really great job kind of covering, you know, how these three sections are starting to work together. So I just want to give a shout out to the team. I know that they're always listening and, just everyone's just come together in a really positive way and thinking about how we can all work together on these things. And so thanks to this new CSD or Conservation and Sustainability team, and really welcome, you know, Erica. I'm just welcome to the city and welcome to the work, and just really, really excited, you know, to work with you on all of this. And so as we wrap up the show, you know, are there any last, you know, words of wisdom or anything that you, you know, would like to say, or any shout outs that you would like to give?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity. I just really think, as we've discussed, this is a new department and this is a new initiative. And I just really encourage the listenership to please provide comments and inputs on how you see how this department can contribute to sustainability in our city, and how the community and can be involved and wants to be involved in the process. So thank you for the opportunity to talk on the show. I'm super excited about the job. And as I mentioned, I really hope in the next time we have this discussion, I have a lot more concrete input to provide. But I am excited, and this is a great opportunity for Santa Fe to differentiate itself and be a model for our country in regards to sustainability and community participation.
Wonderful. Well, yep. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to the show today. For more information, visit our website, savewatersantafe.com. And again, welcome, Erica, and we really look forward to our work together.